built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. It's Wednesday. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And you know, when we start talking about building the city, we've got Jonathan Cook in the studio with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, who's helped build the city of Pensacola.
We certainly have helped build the city. I won't say we built the whole city, but we've definitely done our part.
I suspect you've done a few homes along the way. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So. We were just discussing the weather, which is what everybody's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I have my big, heavy sweater on today.
Right. So we were actually going to do a barbecue this weekend because my youngest son's birthday Saturday. So
how old?
We're looking forward to some warmer weather coming, but he's turning 12.
Oh, yeah. Oh boy. Yeah. At nuclear age.
Yeah, right there at that age where he
12,
doesn't
13,
want to have nothing to do with
they
me. Yeah.
They go from sweet to teen.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, pre-teen. Starts playing video games, all that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to you right now. I'm busy.
Right, right.
So. that age.
So I'm definitely looking forward to it warming up by the weekend. This is a little too cold for me. You know, I've lived in Florida my whole life, so this weather's a little too cold.
Oh, that's the, okay. Yeah, because I'm laughing because I did live up north for a while, and so this would be considered warm to them.
So I don't work in anything below my age. If it's below my age, I don't work.
What are you, 20?
that's basically it. So every year that goes up 1 degree, you know, as I get older.
Okay, well, it's a policy. Yeah, I guess it's consistent.
If it's below my age, I don't do it. I can't do it. I gotta go inside. That's why I like doing floors, and that's why it's a great time to do your floors right now, right?
There you go. Now that's a good segue.
Yeah, because then you go inside in the heat, and you can warm up, and your hands move and work, and you ain't got to be outside
in
the cold.
That was pretty clever. So, well, the reason we're talking about flooring, because Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Flooring and Construction.
Right.
If you've got a question you've been thinking about remodeling, maybe you've got something you've wanted to ask him. He's been coming in on a regular basis now on the show, which I love. And the number here is 850-437-1620. Text in your question because I know Jonathan would love to help you out. And truly, he is an expert for this expert panel. You've been doing this a long time. Talk about your company a little bit.
So I have. I've been doing this company for 21 years. It's all I've ever done. So I started.
Wow.
I started doing this when I was 18 by myself, and it's grown to, we have about a 45-man team, and I've been doing it. I've been really blessed, you know, great community of people, and so we've stayed busy, and I like working in the community. So, so we've had a good run, and we hope to keep it going. But so I own Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. So we do construction, we do whole house renovations, painting, remodeling, cabinets, flooring. And then we own Jonathan's Flooring. And the reason there's two different ones, because Jonathan's Flooring actually imports and retails material.
Which is great.
Which is great, yes. So Jonathan's Construction would help do a lot of those installs. But as far as the flooring store, we direct import. And the reason we do that is to keep the price as cheap as we can. You know, and of course you hear a lot of stuff about tariffs and all that kind of stuff.
I was going to say, that'd be the question that someone might have for you.
And
how
it does,
has it affected you?
It has a little bit. Not as much as you think. You know, you see all this stuff on the news, and it's like, oh, the world's coming to an end. We're going to have to pay double our price. That's not realistic. That's not really happening. And that's just the headlines that CNN likes to get out there. but the reality to it is, yes, we've added a little bit to our price, very minimum.
But
like
you told
10%.
Me a long time ago that you tend to buy American anyway.
We try to support
a lot of U.S. businesses.
So we try to if we can, right? So like a lot of our carpet comes America. And we do have very good lines of LVP and luxury vinyl plank that's made right here in America. And why it's so important is because if you do go and buy American, right, you get a bigger variation most times. So what that means is there's more variation in the boards. So most of the time, flooring will come 2 to 7 variations. So that means there's 2 to 7 patterns in your flooring. Right. So every 7 boards, a pattern is going to repeat. Okay.
Oh, wow. I'm learning.
And most of it from overseas is going to come like that. So you get a really cheap flooring. It may only have 2 variations, which is going to look horrible. You just got two boards, and that's it. And it's going to look like the same board over and over. It's not going to look natural. Some of our American companies, U.S. Floors in particular, they will have up to 30 variations.
Wow.
So when you go from 7 to 30, it really is a big difference, and which is why we carry a whole lot of American made. And just looking at both of them, you may say, okay, well, it looks exactly the same. And it may look exactly the same if you're looking at two pieces as far as thickness and color and stuff like that. But when you start adding in like how much wear layers put on it, so that's how much acrylic bead is put on top of it to stop it from getting scratched and worn out, things like that. Most of our American stuff is going to have a 22 millimeter wear layer opposed to anywhere from a 12 to a 20 on our imported stuff. And our variation, we're going to have, you know, a 30 board variation opposed to a 7 board variation.
That's a big difference.
It really is. You know, if you're just doing an investment property or a flip property and you want something cheap, it's different. But if you're doing your personal house and it's something you're going to see every day and look at it, a 30 board variation really would make all the difference. There. And so what ends up happening, it just looks more natural, right?
Right.
Because you're not seeing the same board repeat itself.
Right.
So it just ends up looking more natural. So we do both. So we import so that obviously we can be competitive with your big box stores and stuff like that. We keep our prices, I say, cheaper. And then,
but your quality is good, and that's the danger of going to some of the...
Even what we do import, we import good quality.
Because that's the danger. I see some of these big stores that say, you know, cheap flooring, and I think, yeah.
Right. And the crazy thing is, though, our flooring, in most cases, is still cheaper than theirs, right? And so we can get a better quality and still sell it cheaper. And what that comes down to is just overhead. Overhead and how much profit we're willing to take, right? So if, you know, like most of our flooring, when we get it, most of the factories will suggest that we triple the price. So say we pay $1 a square foot, the suggested retail would be $2.99.
Huh.
That's what they suggest to us. But we don't do that. So most of ours, we add around 60 cents a square foot to our. So if we pay $1 a square foot, we might add, you know, $1.60 is what we would sell it for. And then if we add, you know, shipping and stuff, depending on the company, some we get free shipping, some we don't. It may be up to, $1.99. So we may actually be doubling the price, but we don't triple the price on anything. But most of your big box stores, they have so much overhead, and these stores cost so much to run, so many employees and insurance,
sure.
and, you know, just all the overhead in general, that they don't have a choice but to do that. And that's really where it comes down to using somebody local. See, when you have somebody like me that I'm there every day and my wife's there every day and we run our business and we manage our business, we don't have the overhead. We're not paying a general manager to manage that, you know? So that's where the difference comes in, and that's how we're able to get the price down. So it's nothing miraculous. It's just, you know, it's just how we're able to do it, and most small companies are able to do it.
Well,
so.
I've been blowing my horn this whole week about shopping local this holiday season and supporting the family businesses that support our community. It's so important.
I think it is. I really try to as well. I do. Because it does make a difference. And you may think that, hey, my purchase doesn't really make a difference, but it really does.
Yes, it does.
All those purchases, and not just for my company, but especially everybody's company, you know, and going into the holiday season, all those businesses employ local people.
Right.
And those people take that money and they spend it back into the community. And a lot of these big box stores, they're taking this money and sending it off out of state, opposed to our local companies are paying local people and they're re-spending that
money
recycling
back into our community. I know. We're on the same page as far as that
right,
goes, for sure.
So if you're just tuning in, I'm Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. And if you have a question, you know, of course, text it in. We like getting questions. If you don't get on air today, then you can call us at our store afterwards, 850-332-5905. Sometimes you'll catch me there, sometimes you won't, but you can leave a message and I'll call you back, or one of the girls at the store are probably more than happy to answer your questions.
And it's not because you're out golfing, it's because you are a very hands-on
I like to be on the
owner.
Job.
He likes to be on the job. Yep. He tells me all the time, and then he's right there, and he does the estimates, which I think is a good thing to mention, because you will come out to somebody's home and do a free estimate if you're thinking about remodeling or just repainting because you got family coming in for the holidays.
Right.
There's still time, right?
There is still time. I mean, it depends on which holiday you're talking about. You're talking about Christmas, talking about Thanksgiving, right?
Okay, we'll go with Christmas.
We got New Year's there. I can say, we can get it done before the holidays. I mean, before New Year's.
Depending on which one.
You know, Thanksgiving's coming up pretty fast. We got like 2 weeks. So.
That's true. But you'll come out and do a free estimate.
We will. So we do estimates on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And yes, if you just had like one room of painting or a couple rooms even, we could probably even get that done before Thanksgiving.
And do you still have your special going right now?
We do. So you know, we run a lot of specials on flooring because we invest so much and we import so much and we buy so much here that lately we were like, hey, let's do a special on painting because it really goes hand in hand, right?
Right.
When you're talking about the holidays and like refreshing your house, painting and floors. And a lot of times when I say one, I say the other. I say painting floors. Like if I'm refreshing house, say painting floors, right? So So since we, you know, run so many specials on flooring, up into the holidays, we're doing painting. So any room that's a 12 by 12 or less is $299. So basically that works out to about $2 a square foot to repaint your walls.
See, I think that's just a crazy price because I really recently repainted and it was $300 just for the paint.
Yeah.
Not the labor and everything else.
So that's a good price for sure. So if your room's bigger than a 12 by 12, just figure about $2 a square foot is what it's costing to paint your walls and trim. That doesn't include doors or ceilings, but walls and trim.
Right. So they have that going on. And then the other thing too that I think is great is if you're considering flooring for your home, you can go to their showroom and take a look and actually take a sample and go back and see what it looks like in your home. Because there's a difference, right?
It really is. Because you may come into the showroom, well, one, just lighting, right? So just depending on our length, we have fluorescent lighting in the showroom, okay? Uh-huh. So that fluorescent lighting is going to be different than the lighting in your house.
Right,
so just that difference alone, the flooring's going to look different. But also your backdrop, so like what color are your walls? What color are your furniture? I have a bunch of different flooring at the store. Like we have one that's a barnwood flooring. It's a lot of brown and gray in there. But if you take it to your house and you have a lot of brown or wood tone furniture, it's going to look more brown. But if you have a lot of gray furniture, it's going to look more gray. So sometimes it will definitely vary depending on what your furniture or wall color, things like that are. And that's why we encourage people to take it home, because we've had many people come to the store and fall in love with a piece of flooring. They're scheduling an estimate, and then I go out to do the estimate, and they're like, oh no, I want to get something else.
It looks yellow.
And it looks different here.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's so true. And that's true with paint, too.
Yes, it is. And I'm like, that's why, you know, it's so important you take it home and look at it first.
Okay, we've got a question coming in from one of our listeners. And if you've got a question for Jonathan, 850-437-1620. So this is a kind of a long explanation, but he says, it's from David. He says, so I want to put in some flooring in a man cave that I'm converting. It's an outbuilding right now that does have a concrete slab that has had a paint finish on it that's wearing off. And the main concern is that it's very likely that this shed will eventually have some water in it, depending on how many hurricanes or how big of the hurricane is. So what would you recommend that I could put down, and how would you put it down over a concrete slab that would be able to get wet for maybe a day or so and then still drain and me be able to drive it out and let me see the rest of this, and not have to replace the floor or dry it out and not have to replace the floor. Is there anything that might fit that bill?
Yeah, I mean, certainly there is. So the thing about vinyl plank and where a lot of people go wrong is they advertise vinyl plank, say, oh, it's waterproof, right? It's all waterproof. It don't matter what kind you buy, it's supposed to be all waterproof, okay? But if you put a snap and lock vinyl plank in there and it gets wet, that's what I always tell people, we still have to get the water out. Mm-hmm. So we got to pull the floor up and dry it out because it has to get out. Like if the water stays under there, it's just going to mold and mildew and things like that. So when you have something like that in a situation like that, I always tell people do like a full glue down, because it's a much thinner 2-millimeter plank. And if you do a full glue down on it, then water can't really get under it because it's fully glued down. Mm-hmm. And there's not no gap between like the concrete and the flooring for water to go in. So your water's just going to sit on top. And once it dries out, then you're fine. Of course, you can always do tile, but the only downside to that is especially having like an outbuilding, a man cave, stuff like that, being outside and exposed to the elements, if moisture gets in there, mm-hmm. and moisture gets on the tile, it will get real slippery when you walk on it. So I would probably go with like a glue down, like a commercial grade glue down vinyl plank, and it actually will hold up really well. So a lot of landlords will use like a glue down commercial vinyl plank, and I've seen it quite a few with like the hurricanes and houses get flooded out, and if they have a good glue down, then it can last through that. Sometimes not. Sometimes we have to take it up. Just depends on how flooded the house is and how bad it is, but I've seen many cases where it's perfectly fine. Just dry it up and go. So I would say you could do tile, just be careful of the slipperiness, mm-hmm. or you could do a glue down vinyl plank.
So the glue down, what is the difference between that and the other type? So when you say glue down, what does that mean?
Right. So basically vinyl plank is going to start at a 2-millimeter glue down. Mm-hmm. So that's a 2-millimeter thick virgin vinyl. Basically all they do then is take that same 2-millimeter glue down and they just put a core on it. So a snapping system. So a backing, right? So then most of our vinyl plank is going to start at a 5-millimeter thick. Well, that's because you have your 2-millimeter vinyl and then you have your 3-millimeter clicking system, right? Backing.
That makes
that
sense.
Goes on it. So both of them are the same vinyl in most cases. It's just one of them has a 3-millimeter backing that will lock together, and the other is a 2-millimeter that glues down.
I see.
Both
okay,
of them put
sense.
Down are going to look the same.
Right. It's just the underneath. That
yes, it's
okay.
the underneath, yeah. yes. And, you know, the floating, the locking, I feel like it feels more homey and like, you know, because when you walk on it, it's got pad under it. It feels a little more cushier. Opposed to the glue downs, feels more of a commercial setting, which is what we do use in most commercial places.
Especially because it's on a concrete slab.
Well, it's on a concrete slab. A lot of foot traffic over and over on the locking system can break the locks and the planks start coming apart.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to see that in a residential house because you're not that much foot traffic. But if you go to, say, Walmart and you put down a locking system and you have 10,000 people a day walking, eventually that locking system's going to give out. So in situations like that, we would do the full glue down.
Right.
And it holds up. So and most of it's a 2-millimeter. When it comes to commercial, we have a 2.5-millimeter and a 3-millimeter we sell for commercial. And so I would use our 2.5-millimeter commercial glue down, and it would hold up good.
Okay. So. We're ready to see the man cave. I want to see pictures.
Yeah. yeah. Call me for an estimate. 850-332-5905. And maybe I can take some pictures and show Meg next time up
yes,
here.
I want to see it. We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you've got a question, I mean, that was a very detailed question, and I love the answer. 850-437-1620. So tell us a little bit about the showroom and people, the hours that you have when you're open, because people can come in and take a look.
They can. So we're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5. Saturday, we close at 4 o'clock. But we're open anytime by appointment. So I always tell people that, anytime by appointment. And it's not something we do a lot of, right? But I've had many customers call and say, hey, I don't get off work until 5. I can't make it there until 5:45. Well, if we know that ahead of time, then we're hanging around and wait for you to get there, you know?
Oh, that's nice.
So we will always do that. And I don't think that will ever change. But if you're just walking in 9 to 5 during the week, 9 to 4 on Saturdays is what we're open. And then, like I said, you can come in there. You can schedule your estimate there. You can just look at samples. We have many people who just come by just to show us their design if you're working with a designer or if you have something spec'd. Mm-hmm. So that's something that the designer themselves said, hey, we want this flooring in there. We have many people bring that by, and sometimes we won't have it, right? And then we'll just say, hey, give us a couple days to find it. But if we know, hey, this is what you're looking for, we can find it and get it for you. And most of the time get you a good price. And I have customers that come in and bring samples from other stores all the time. Say, hey, do you have this? Just shopping price. I'm sure people do that with our samples. Take our samples around and shop them, you know. So I encourage that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that's good for business. Competition is always good for business. It's good for price. It's good for the customer. Believe it or not, it's good for the business owners because it keeps us thinking like, hey, you know, we got to innovate, you know, and make sure that we're staying competitive with everybody else. So it's really good for everybody. But you can just come in, bring your design up there, show us what you're looking for, you know, get some advice. You can schedule an estimate or a consultation. So we do estimates every Tuesday and Thursday, and a consultation at the same time. So, and the difference in the two is you may not actually want a price on doing something, right? You may just be thinking about like, hey, I'm thinking about remodeling the bathroom. I don't necessarily need a price on that right now, but I want to talk with somebody about it and see what my options are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then that would be a consultation that I would just come out. Now, I'm not going to design anything or you know, map you out a design, but I'll come out, talk to you about it and tell you, hey, what we can do or what I think is realistic. And then we'll just do that as a free consultation. And we do those every Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay. Well, and what I like about you too is that if you do want that quote, one of the things you do that maybe some other companies don't do is you don't just give this will be about $13,000.
No.
You give an actual line by line exactly what it's going to cost, which I think is great because a person like me that's on a budget, I may say, okay, well, I'll start with this and maybe we'll do this further down the road or be able to figure out the cost or... It's really great.
So ours will be completely line itemed out line by line. And it really does protect us a lot of ways because we know exactly what we're coming there to do and what we're getting paid to do it. But it also protects the customer in a lot of ways because they know exactly what they're getting for their money. I feel like our estimates are some of the most detailed that I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I do it not just for us, but also for their customers as well.
That way
everybody knows like up front, like, hey, this is what we're doing and this is what it costs.
There's no guessing game.
Right. I don't want no surprise. surprises at the end, because I would not like that in my house. Somebody come in and did a bunch of stuff, and I'm like, what am I going to owe these people at the end, you know? Mm-hmm. Or come in and say, oh, remodel your kitchen for $30,000. Like, well, what kind of cabinets am I getting? What kind of countertops am I getting, you know? So, I mean, I just wouldn't like that, you know? It's mm-hmm. like, just going to have to wait till it's done and see what I get, you know?
Yeah,
you're going to know up front what you're getting and what it's going to cost with us.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. And how hands-on are you? When someone comes in and they've decided they want to do it, are you able to help with financing, or do you help with the planning of the project?
Yeah, so we don't do design. I'll come out and talk to them about it and together come up with something. But if you're looking for something like a design on, you know, like a set of blueprints, you'd have to go hire an architect to design something for
However,
you and then bring it to us.
I'm going
to
interject here, because with your experience and the conversations that we've had, I suspect he really cares about his product. So you have a really good eye for things.
I do. And most of the time I can talk with my customers and I can get a good idea of what they want and then be like, okay, I can come up with something for
that. Because you're very creative.
I am. I just don't take the time to sit down and map it out on like a set of blueprints, right?
Right.
So, but we do have financing. So,
that's important.
Yeah, so we have financing. I believe our financing goes up to $35,000 per project, or maybe
$50,000.
Okay. It's either $35,000 or $50,000. I know we were at $35,000 and we were trying to get it raised to $50,000. I'm not sure if we did. But yeah, so anywhere from $35,000 to $50,000 is what we would be able to finance. And most all your home projects you're going to be able to do for that.
Right.
No, of course, I mean, just people getting like additions to put on and stuff like that, it's more. And I've ran into that before, like, well, you don't have enough financing. And I say, well, just pick a part of the project you do want to do right now that's, you know, $35,000 or so and finance that. And we come back next year and we can finance another $35,000 again down the road. So there's many different options and different ways to go about it, though.
Just being creative. That's the important
Definitely
part, right?
Creative, yes.
We're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you want to reach him, you can reach him at the number again. Is that?
Yeah. So it's 850-332-5905. Or you can just stop by our showroom like we were talking about. And so that's going to be 9320 North Palo Fox Street, Pensacola. Or look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about decor and some of the things that you've noticed that are trending right now as we get into the end of 2025, going into 26. Because I suspect when your new customers come in, they've seen something in Architectural Digest magazine.
Right.
Or
right.
Better Homes and Garden. They see something, they say, can you do this?
Yes, we get that a lot.
Yeah.
And sometimes actually, that's actually really helpful, right?
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes they'll bring a picture in, and even though I'm like, okay, we don't have that or we can't do that, but it gives me an idea of like, okay, we're going to go in this direction.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I might not have that in particular product, but I can go in a certain direction with it, right? So that's usually pretty helpful in a lot of ways. And then sometimes they'll show me something, I'll be like, yeah, I'm glad you showed me that, because we can't do that at all. like we're not the people for you.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. But people do have unique tastes.
But for real, they do. And also because, you know, all these shows out here like HGTV, they make it look so easy, right?
I know.
You can just go flip a house in 3 days, right?
Right.
And it's just not even realistic.
This is kind of off topic, but I've got to ask it. Do you find yourself coming in and doing projects because the husband said, I can do that? And then
Sometimes.
And then you come in and oops, maybe I took on a little more than I can chew here.
Sometimes we will get there to do a certain project, like say put flooring down,
right?
And they were already be trying to do something else themselves. And then we end up helping out with that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they'll surprise you. And they'll go into somebody's house and they'll be like, hire us to do the floor. And the husband may be remodeling the kitchen. It may look great.
Right.
So you never know.
Right.
Honestly, it's really hard to tell with the people. But yes, we do get a lot of people that come in and they bring pictures and magazines and stuff. And like I said, it kind of gives us an idea, if nothing else, a color scheme, right?
Sure.
Are you looking at, you know, grays or neutral colors? Neutral colors are really starting to come back. But when I say that, I don't mean like the tan and browns like we had in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
When we had like a lot of like, you know, tan colors.
Right.
It's more of the off-white and the lighter.
I keep hearing champagne colors.
Champagne,
off-white.
Yep.
I keep hearing that from different people.
Yeah, I've been using a color called Natural Tones a lot, and it's kind of like an off-white. So something like that, you know, and then we're seeing a lot of black, you know, white and black too.
That's what you said. Yeah. I saw a house, I think I told you that the exterior was all white and then they did black trim around the windows. It was very different.
And yeah. We're seeing a lot of that. The last couple of years, the white and black have definitely become big, and green has become really big.
Mm-hmm. Is this the avocado green from back in the day?
No, not that. But I bet there's not really a certain green that has become popular. It's more so
not
just
an Irish
green in general.
Is that an Irish green, like a bright green?
It really varies so much. Like I've seen some like really light colored green cabinets.
Well, so I would like that.
But even very darker green, like a greenish gray.
Mm.
So we're seeing definitely more variations of green. So I'm curious to see going into 26, what kind of trends will come out next.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see what we will come up with next. Because I feel like, you know, in the early 2000s, we went through the whole tan phase. And then we did gray for a while. And we still do gray. Like, we do gray touches here and there. But now it's more black and green. So I'm curious, are we going to go back to the tan or gray, or are we going to come up with something new?
I don't know. The place I moved to definitely needed to be repainted because it had colored walls. Each wall was a different color.
Right.
That does not work.
See, I don't mind putting some color in the house, but it's got to be, you know, it's got to work with everything.
Yeah, so. No, I've got the off-white right now. Okay, we're out of time, so give your contact information again, Jonathan.
Okay, yeah, so it's Jonathan's Construction Flooring, 850-332-5905. Or stop by our store at 9320 North Palafox Street. Look us up on Facebook at Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Talk to you next Wednesday.
All right. Thanks so much, Jonathan. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel.